Victoria Midye visited Yambio Civil Hospital on Tuesday morning when she began experiencing labor pains. I came yesterday here with labor pain, but I got the hospital empty with no workers. So my husband thought of taking me to Nzara Hospital, where I delivered on the way. It was hard because there was no one who could even cut the umbilical cord of the baby. That is why I'm urging the government to look seriously into the issues of our health workers, especially those in the hospital, because they save people's lives. Six medical doctors work at the Yambio Hospital, each earning $600 per month. They say they want their pay raised to at least $1,000 a month. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Yambio, Nako Rose, a nurse stroke midwife who has worked at Yambio Civil Hospital for 12 years, says aside from low pay and poor working conditions, employees are unhappy because there are few training opportunities and zero efforts to motivate workers.
Not all that about what people are talking about, that we are complaining about money. No, our major complaint here, regular training for staff is not there. And coming to the part of like segregation in payment of staff and the lack of motivation, at least a word of thanks is enough for staff.
Last year, the National Health Ministry approved what is called a hardship allowance to supplement the salaries of health workers in Western Equatoria State. Western Equatoria State Health Minister James Abdu Votoki says out of 42 health facilities that were identified as beneficiaries of the hardship allowances, only 12 facilities are being considered.
Implementing partners and the partners who provide health services to the state, the particular health partners whom they are striking against. This were HPF, that is Health School Fund, who provide funds to World Vision and QAM. The health facilities that were getting supplies, and these health facilities are our facilities as government. HPF is our partner who is supplying us with the drugs in our facilities. But they decided to cut off out of 42 facilities in Yambio County, they only consider 12 facilities.
Health Pool Fund Manager Scopas Kenyi declined to comment, saying he is not authorized to speak to the media. Kenyi would only say what he wants to adhere to his mandate, which is to support the health sector. For VOA News, I'm Seba Martin Murangi in Juba.